This is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today. Today is January the 21st, and as we move through the first journey through the Bible, our reading portion is Exodus chapters 10 to 12. There is deliverance only through the blood of Jesus Christ. What God had foretold to Abraham while sealing his covenant back in Genesis chapter 15, verses 13 and 14, was now literally being fulfilled for the children of Israel in Egypt. After serving Pharaoh and the Egyptians for 430 years, it was now time for God to deliver his people from bondage. This deliverance would not come without a price being paid. For every household of the children of Israel, a lamb without blemish had to be killed, and the blood of that lamb had to be smeared on the two doorposts and on the lintel of their home. At night, God would pass through the land of Egypt and will strike dead all the firstborns of every home, both man and beast. However, when God sees the blood of the doorpost of the homes of the children of Israel, he would pass over them without executing any judgment, since the lamb had already paid the ultimate price for the lives of the firstborn. To apply this incident in our lives, Pharaoh and Egypt is comparable to Satan and his kingdom. Like the children of Israel, we were under bondage of Satan and his evil powers. That is given in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. Just as the blood of an innocent lamb was smeared on the doorpost of the homes belonging to the children of Israel, the innocent blood of the Lamb of God was smeared on another post that we now know as the cross of Calvary. It was God himself who paid the ultimate price to make us free from death and eternal darkness. We now have been brought near to God through the blood that was shed for us, redeemed, and have peace with God. This blood can cleanse us from all our sins if only we confess our sins to Him. If you have not got cleansed from your sins through the blood of Christ, please know that you are headed to an eternal death and separation from God, like the firstborn of the Egyptians. Now is the day of salvation. Accept Jesus Christ in your heart and confess all your sins, and you will receive the true freedom that only God can give. Know this for a fact: there is deliverance only through the blood of Jesus Christ.